The stiff hairs on a hog's neck are called what?
Bristles.
All right, and the two things on a, especially
as tarsies.
All right, and the thing that you mentioned that yesterday, the thing that a hog eats from is a
trough.
All right, and two of those would be two.
Two troughs.
All right, and then did they ever have any wild hogs around Big Creek?
Oh yes, the woods is full of them.
Did you call them anything in particular?
We called them wild pigs.
Okay. Did they get pretty good size?
Yes, some of them.
And did they have big?
Tarsies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
It bawls.
All right. And what about a cow or a calf at feeding time?
They bawl.
All right. Or how about a low, more, a more contented sound?
They move right. Their calf.
And the sound a horse makes?
He nickers.
All right. And if you're going to go out and give the food to the animals, you say, I've got to go out and
feed the animals.
All right. And how about would that include the chickens?
Chickens and all, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you had chickens, and I haven't seen any around here, but up in Denton's Valley they had geese.
Well, we've got plenty of chickens.
Do you have any geese?
No, we don't have any geese. We have guineas and chickens.
All right. Well, now, so if you have guineas and chickens, what do you don't just call it? What word do you use to cover both of them? You couldn't say, you couldn't call the guineas chickens, or do you?
No, we call the guineas and the chickens the chickens.
But if you say I'm going to go out and feed the
guineas.
I said, well, could you have one word that you might use, such as, to cover both the guineas and the chickens?
You just say you feed the guineas and the chickens.
Okay, you wouldn't say something like poultry or fowl or?
No, I never say that. Oh. I just have my own chicken.
Okay. And a hen on an egg is called a?
Setting hen?
Yeah. Now, that gourd egg you mentioned yesterday, what are those? Are those? What are those actually? You say you grew them. Now, were those just regular little gourd plants?
Little round gourds, uh-huh. We have some right down there. You can't see it from here, I don't guess. My daughter has two of them.
I see, and those are, and they're
egg gourds.
I see, they're called.
Call them egg gourds, and you use that for nest eggs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, what kinds of houses and things do chickens live in?
We have a chicken house out there, and then we have nests made, in boxes and straw in them, hay in them, mm-hmm. and nest egg, mm-hmm. and they go and lay to that nest egg.
What do you call the small things? Remember, didn't you used to maybe have something with slats on it and had a peaked?
Oh, yeah, it was chicken coop where we fed them.
All right. And when you eat chicken, there's a bone that children like to play with.
That's a pulley bone.
Now, did you have any superstitions or kind of games you used to play with the pulley bone?
Yes, they'd pull the pulley bone, see which is going to live longest or which is going to marry first.
Okay, which would be which?
One that got the shortest piece, is the one that got to marry first.
Oh, I see. And the one who got the longest piece was going to live longest?
Yeah, it's going to live longest.
And did anybody in your neighborhood ever hang a pulley bone up over a door?
Yeah, I've got one hanging in my living room.
Did you still just call it a pulley bone, or did you call it a
pulley bone? No.
Did you ever hear it called a boy bone?
No.
Or a boy, or a little boy? Never.
No, I never heard it called that.
Why did they hang the pulley bone up?
Well, I just hung mine up there to keep. It was this was a turkey bone.
I see.
My son brought it on Thanksgiving, and I said, I'll just keep the pulley bone, so I hung him up.
I see. But did people used to do that for any, for good luck or something?
No, not I wasn't.
Okay. And the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Well, you want to know what you eat from the inside of? You eat the heart, the liver.